insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you're all fine and in a good health in this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of our beloved Prophet's birth. Today in this program, we want to review some verses of some verses which describe the manners of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. So let's first of all start with listening to these verses.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. This verse was in Surah Al-Kahf, the first verse of Surah Al-Kahf. I just read the translation of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all praise belongs to Allah, who has sent down the book to his servant and did not let any crackedness be in it. Also, there's another verse in Surah Al-Furqan, the beginning verse of Surah Al-Furqan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alamina nadhira. Blessed is he who sent down the Furqan, the criterion, to his servant, that he may be a warner to all the nations. My brothers and sisters, what I want to point out in these two verses is that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, before he was a prophet, was a servant of Allah, a servant of God. This is maybe the most important character of any prophet, not only our prophet. All prophets of Allah has been described in the Holy Quran as servants of Allah. You see in these verses when Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبُ, or when he says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودُ, he mentions his prophets as his servants. Or when he says, وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ, remember our servants, Abraham, Isaac. So we see that being a prophet doesn't mean not being a servant. A prophet should be a servant and is a servant. All prophets were servants of Allah. So the first criterion and the first character of all prophets is to be a good servant of Allah. And there is a delicate difference between our prophets, our beloved prophet, and other prophets. I want to mention it out here. When we read these verses, we see that Allah describes his prophets as servants, but after this word, our servant or my servant, or before it, names them. He says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبُ, remember our servant Job, or وَاذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ, remember our servant David. But when he mentions our prophet, he just says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابِ. Or he says in Surah Al-Furqan, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. Or even in Surah Al-Isra, he says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. He just says, his servant. He doesn't mention the name. Why it is so? To understand it better, I just give you an example. In a university, suppose that you're studying in a university, there are lots of professors in the university. When you want to talk to your friend about one of them, you just mention the name, isn't it? You say, Professor so-and-so told me that. Professor so-and-so did that. But if there is a master of all professors, if there is a professor that is above all of them, you just say professor, or the professor has said so. So what would come to your friends' minds? For sure, they would think that you're talking about the master of the professors, the one that doesn't need mentioning the name if you want to make others understand about him. So it means that he's a complete professor. He's the master. So turning back to the discussion in these verses, when Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ, blessed is he who sent down the Furqan to his servant, when he doesn't mention the name, it means that he's a complete servant. He is a perfect one. So our beloved Prophet was a servant and was complete in being a servant, was a perfect one. Okay, what would be the result of being perfect in serving Allah and in worshipping Allah? The result is that the Prophet becomes Allah's beloved. In this verse in Surah Ali Imran, we read that Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. O Prophet, tell them, if you like Allah, if you love Allah, so follow me. So follow the Prophet, so that Allah also loves you. This verse indicates that if you want to be Allah's beloved, you have to follow the most beloved one by Allah, who is the Prophet. So the second character, or the second criterion that we see it in these verses of the Holy Quran, is that our Prophet was the most beloved of Allah, and as a result, everyone who loves Allah and wants Allah to love him should follow the Prophet. This is a clear criterion for Allah's love. Maybe you have faced this question, that how can we attain Allah's love? When does Allah love us? The answer is this. This verse clearly answers this question when Allah the Almighty says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, tell them, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, so follow me, follow the Prophet. Because it is not possible that you love someone, you love something, and do not try to be like him, do not try to be attributed to him. فَاتَّبِعُونِي, so follow me, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also love you. Because our Prophet was the complete manifestation of Allah the Almighty. When he was the manifestation of Allah the Almighty, he for sure will be the criterion for Allah's love and for Allah's kindness. Inshallah, in the next session, we will talk about this point more, that the Prophet himself was a mercy by Allah upon mankind. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In this session, what we have learned from these verses was that the Prophet was a perfect servant of Allah, and being a prophet doesn't mean that you should not serve Allah and should not worship Allah, but on the contrary, when you're a prophet, you should be a perfect servant and you should worship Allah better and more than the others. It has been narrated that the Prophet was saying some sentences after his daily prayer. One of them was that, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfata aynin abada. O Allah, do not leave me on my own, even for a twinkling of an eye. It means that even a prophet needs Allah's help, even a prophet needs Allah's protection, to be protected from grave sins, to be protected from wrong situations. And even a prophet needs to worship and obey Allah to stay prophet and to be a prophet. At the end, we ask Allah to give us the opportunity to worship Him and to be a good servant of Him and to follow the Prophet in order to be Allah's beloved. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Ya Allam al-Ghuyub, Ya Kashaf al-Kurub, Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جبير المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا